And finally, the subject of our global hit today. It's a band called Yemen Blues. Now, don't let the name of the group confuse you. They are sort of from Yemen. They're also sort of bluesy. The World's Marco Werman clears up the rest.
Ravid Kahalani makes music that won't sound to you like 12-bar blues, but he feels it.
I love blues. You know, I got lots of my influence from Skip James, from Blind Willie Johnson, from Lead Belly, from, you know, lots of really deep blues singers.
جاي ما حب دي هذا تمام مع الغانا
غانا
والكلام الحلي مشلي.
Now here's another thing that might confuse some newcomers to Yemen blues. Kahalani is from Israel. His parents come from Yemen. So what does that make him?
And most of the people, like, are you Arab or Jew? You know, it's like, I am Arab Jew. But this is part of the process of the Yemen blues that I experienced, that I missed something of my own culture that was there like 50 years ago.
So you listen to the music of Yemen blues, and it sounds mostly Arabic. Then it turns out that it's actually rooted in Jewish Yemenite music. For Ravid Kahalani, that Yemenite music is dear to him. He listened to it as a kid, but for a long time in Israel, it was tantamount to Arabic music.
It used to be in the 50s when my parents came to Israel. It wasn't so cool to be like an Arab. But we have now, these days, a big appreciation as the Yemenite community. We express ourselves much more in the last years. It's no longer a bad thing.
Or, let's say, in some pockets of the cultural mashup that is Israel today, it is kind of cool to have Arab roots. But at a Yemen blues concert, the last thing Kahalani wants the audience to think about is identity politics. There are a few tracks on Yemen Blues' just released debut CD that capture what this band's concerts are about. There is a big difference, though, seeing Yemen Blues and Ravid Kahalani live. On stage, his eyeballs often roll to the back of his head, and he seems authentically to drift into a trance. Ravid Kahalani is a true believer in the power of music, the blues, and in the power of Yemen blues, that they can do what politicians in the Mideast have long been unable to.
There is many gods and many politicians, but there is one thing that I call the moment of the soul that we have all together. When you go to a concert, you listen to some music, and you don't understand the language. You just feel the moment of the soul. You feel that you connect to it really, really clear, and it touches you. And I want people, you know, people, they enjoy the entertainment and then they're going back straight to their everyday life. I want people to take this moment of the soul from the concert out of the concert hall, you know, like to take it as a way of life. This whole thing is the same thing, it's just the soul music. The Yemenite guy that's singing the chants in Yemen, or an Afro-American guy that's singing in Memphis, the blues, it's the same thing.
For the world, I'm Marco Werman.
דרך העולם ואת דרכנו כאן איך שאת ואני מנסים להבין את דרך העולם ואת דרכנו כאן פרם פרם פרם
Got a bad case of Yemen blues? Go to theworld.org to check out a great video of the band in the studio recording their song Yamin Aleman. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.
מנסים לדעת